The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
As that towel rain me duck. Oh, by the left, it's done me good, that little dip. I'm managing better every day. Not lost strength, you see, in me arms, like. Oh. Well, here we are in Mallorca. Jet plane, posh hotel, poolside table, parasol. Cloth cap to parasol in two generations. Progress, eh? Just getting the towel, duck.
Pardon?
The towel, for dry me.
Dry you? Have you been in the pool?
Of course I've been in the pool. No bother. Slipped in, all be sent out. I can feel the use coming back, you know, I'll swear it. This last week's done me wonders.
Oh, I'm sorry, I must have been miles away.
Oh, not again.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, you have been moaxing a bit.
Nonsense, it's the heat, it makes you drowsy. It's been good, love, this holiday. I wouldn't spoil it for the world. And to think we nearly had my mum tag me along.
Heaven forbid.
It's funny that, you know, it was all set. We said no way.
I did. You kept your head down.
Well, whatever. But then she went very quiet. Never another word. I mean, I was fully expecting her to come on her own, independent like.
Knowing Connie, she's likely ended up at Blackpool with a toy boy.
Blimey! I'll tell you what, Sonny Jim, this Malaguff water's doing me bunions good.
Onions, senor?
Oh, skip it, Doc. Hello, there she is, the dirty stopper. Elaine, over here. Just fancy an ice cream. I'm getting one off this lad.
Oh, no, child. Don't face
just
one way.
Then,
I
Doc.
Failed it.
Keep
morning.
The change.
Si, senor. When is this?
No wonder the way you worshipped in them rum and watsits last night. The happy hour, do they call it? Leads to some miserable mornings. I know booze is cheap out here, but you'll have to start rationing it. I couldn't be funding you to all-day binges,
oh,
the nose.
Oh, don't pester me, Conley. Oh, I feel sick. I don't know, I've dragged myself down here. I wanted done, but maid wanted to be doing us room.
You'd best sit yourself down under that parasol I've rented, whilst I have a paddle.
Must look right fried.
Oh, you're passing a dim light.
Dim light? Sun's like a blowtorch. Hey, I didn't misbehave myself last night.
Oh, you were the soul of decorum. Apart from that little bullfighting routine. Oh, and kissing waiter, poor lad, and calling him Tommy, yet little Tommy at all.
It just crept up on me. Oh, at least we're among strangers.
Happen. And then again, you never know who you might run into.
Like who?
Like me daughter and me son-in-law. They're in Magaluf. Hotel Tropicana is not far from ours.
Well, I wouldn't know him if I saw him in the street.
You've met him?
Not to remember. I mean, I haven't known you all that long, and if I met him when I weren't, like, well, myself...
Seven seas over, just the maid.
Oh, don't remind me. Oh, never again. My head's thumping. I've got a throat like half hour back.
Any good. If I spot him, I'll give you a nudge, and we'll keep us heads down.
Why'd you have to avoid him? Don't know they know you same time as them.
Do they, heckers like? And they won't till we get home. And Irene gets her snaps out and starts bragging. Then I'll get ours out. They'll see our hotel's better than theirs. And we get one with the waiters and crack on with Clint. And I'll tell that compere as does a cabaret, it's your birthday and he'll take you on floor for a cha-cha like he does on birthday, girls.
It's not me birthday and I've gone a cha-cha. Well, I can samba. Me and Bob learnt samba. We learnt it off a diagram in paper. You have to follow that footprints.
That's the spirit, Duck. Keep summer like sober and you could end up star of our little holiday show.
Morning, ladies.
Morning.
By heck, you have it easy in packing, don't you know? Good, clean work is packing. Aha. You must be our new recruit.
That's right, Mr. Critchlow. I started Monday. I hope all this glue ain't toxic.
No, but it's sticky. Anyway, starting Monday and still with us. Things will suit you then, eh?
Oh, yeah. I'm on cloud nine.
Have you worked at Brindley Potts before, Duck? Only I seem to know your face.
No, but my mum does. Rini Coakluff.
Oh, you're a Coakluff, are you? I should have been warned. So, let's have it then.
Have what?
Well, not that electric staple you're holding, Duck. Let's have your complaint.
My complaint? I ain't got a complaint. My body's so perfect, I've left it to medical science.
I mean, your moon. You can't be a Coakluff and nor have a moon.
Oh, well, seeing as you're asking, this stapler's not right. It has like a tingle to it.
A tingle, eh? Like toothpaste. Does wonders for your taste buds, but we done a deduct on account on it.
Like toothpaste. You hear that, ladies? Cheryl got the stapler that give you like tingle. She complained he got it toothpaste.
But it's not safe. I know it's only slight, but it's electricity, isn't it?
Oh, he wicked, that man. A little wicked man, but he make us laugh. Some of his sayings, I laugh till I cry.
Is this seat, is it taken?
No, Duck. Feel free.
Oh, thanks. You're English, then? Thought you might be when I noticed your T-shirt. Port Vale. My husband used to watch Vale.
Oh, aye. Does please me, I suppose. You said used to. Don't really go now they're relegated.
Well, it is passed on, actually.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Are you on your own, then?
No, I've come with another lady. A treatise, you might say. I'm a sort of paid companion. Like Joan Fontaine always used to be in films. Ooh, does that date me?
Well, they're all on telly these days. Is she a titled lady, this companion?
Well, she's quite grand, in her own way.
Very good.
She spends a lot of time at the casino, playing like Shemang de Fer, I think it's called.
Ooh, makes a change from being in the House of Lords and playing hell, I suppose.
Are you holidaying alone, then?
No. I have a nurse with me.
Yeah, I noticed the sticks. Is it sort of temporary?
Well, I'm recovering. Took a bend too fast in me Aston Martin. It takes time, but eventually I'll be fully mobile again. So the quacks tell me.
Will your nurse be joining you, then?
Well, I'm not expecting her. She's had a bereavement, you see. Needs time on her own now and then.
Oh, it sounds like some Tata Dallas, don't it, our life stories? You know, funny thing is, when I look at you, I keep thinking I've seen you before. You're not on telly, are you?
No such luck. I'm a mining engineer. Ex-mining engineer at the moment. Tell you the truth, you've got the look of somebody I've met, but I can't remember who. You haven't been on blind date, have you?
Well, in my state of health.
I take it you live in the Potteries, though. Even if you do associate with titled ladies as playing Shimandu, what's it?
Oh, I'm only like a nurse, really. There's no airs on me.
Oh, a nurse, eh? I tell thee what, you a titled lady can have my nurse and I'll have thee.
Warren G. I don't even know your name.
Ralph.
Ralph what?
Finacapan.
Well, I'm Estelle. Estelle Finacapan.
You're the signor?
Oh, bueno, my treat, Estelle. A drink for starters, don't you indulge?
Well, not usually this early, but I'll be a devil for once. I'll have one of them long uns with a good dose of rum in it.
Ooh, that's not straight eye to Sunday school, then.
Oh, the wanderer returns. I was beginning to think you'd been abducted or something. I said 4:30 in coffee shop. It's nearly 5.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you'll never believe what's happened. I've had a real adventure.
Well, I've had a disaster. Got playing them fruit machines in that arcade and didn't I win so much as a button?
Oh, one is Connie. What a waste. You can play fruit machines anywhere, weekday in Stoke.
Oh, aye, but you can be more reckless on holiday. And folk don't talk. If them nosy beggars near me saw me playing fruit machines back home, they'd have me in Gamblers Anonymous by tea time.
You're right about being reckless. I've been reckless.
Hey, up to confession time, is it? What's been up to in your halter neck and your gypsy skirt and your slinky shoes as you bought yesterday and them earrings you could play hoops with?
I met
with?
A fella.
Oh, aye. Pedro the fisherman.
Ralph.
Ralph, eh? Is he a flamingo dancer?
A flamingo dancer?
You see them on cherry adverts. They have little black hats like a bowler that's been through up mango. Little black waistcoat with points as they pull. And them Cuban boots what they stamp all arty like.
If you're saying he's Spanish.
Who's saying that? I knew a bloke from Fegues and just such an outfit.
Well, Ralph's English and he's a gentleman. I've only known him 2 hours. He's got me head spinning. Oh, I don't know whether I'm on this earth or next.
You sure it's Ralph having this effect on you? You haven't been at the rum and what's-its again.
Look, Connie, I'm ever so grateful you've paid for this holiday, but you do tend to be a bit basic. I mean, is it a cold cloth thing, being basic?
I'm not a cold cloth. I'm a cartilage. Cold cloths were fetched up on a midden. I weren't, nor was me daughter. If you want somebody really basic, you should meet my son-in-law.
Well, I'm not meeting your son-in-law. I'm meeting my Ralph. And Ralph, I should imagine, is chalked to your son-in-law's cheese. Now, if you'll pardon me, I'll go up and change. Ralph's invited me to his hotel for drinks on the terrace. And then dinner, I think. I hope you won't mind. It's just the one evening.
You carry on, duck. Enjoy yourself. I'm gonna pass out over trifle.
Is there a tango they're playing, Estelle?
It could be.
I learnt the tango years back. They had diagrams in the Sunday paper. Little footprints like as you followed.
Hey, I learnt from them.
Mind if I tried it now, I'd fall over.
Well, I used fall over anyway.
Good word, that. Fall.
Why?
Because I'm falling for you.
Falling? I think I fell.
The moon was on high. There were stars in the skies. But brightest of all were the stars in your eyes. A toast to Estelle, the lady with stars in her eyes.
It's the wine. Oh, Ralph, you've a lovely way with you. Shan and I had to part when it comes time.
When does your boss expect you back?
My boss?
This titled lady you're travelling with. Or is it your mother?
Yeah. I weren't sure how you'd react, me being on holiday with my mum at my age. But listen, she'll not miss me. She's a great one for prayers and early bedtime. And I don't suppose your nurse is a worry.
Trouble is, it's not me nurse.
It's your wife, ain't it?
Yeah.
Why aren't you with her?
She's had another chap. Since me accident. Maybe before. He died. We agreed to forget and forgive, but I can't really forgive her. And she can't really forget him. I bet she's in her room now having a good cry.
Oh, Ralph. Just kiss me. Kiss me and then I'll go.
Go? I've ordered another bottle. I thought we'd eat.
I must go. While it's still perfect. Oh, my head's spinning. Nothing will stay still.
I warned you them rum and what-sits were strong.
Your wine, signor.
Give us that.
You taking the bottle?
Little souvenir to remember you by. Now, goodbye, Ralph. Don't follow me.
You're gonna go. The night's young.
I must go while it's perfect. Oh, not myself.
Estelle, I could see you sometime. Leave your phone number. Tell me your hotel.
No! Goodbye. It's better like this.
If we live near, back home, we could make an arrangement.
Today's episode was written and devised by Tony Perrin. The Cold Cloughs is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Coal Cloughs return with another episode tomorrow.